This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. Glad you're with me. KJRadio.com is how you can get a hold of us. Hope you had a great weekend. I certainly did. My son had a baseball tournament. He's had I got to tell you, I know I've learned more about baseball in the last year than I think I've learned my entire life. And I think my 10-year-old now knows more about baseball than I've learned in my entire life. These kids are good. They won their 7th game in a row. Yep, thank you. I appreciate that. Yes. And then they did very well in their tournament. Easily could beat these teams. They did great. And I've got to tell you, I'm proud of these kids because they were a hodgepodge group of little rascals that have come together. You can tell they're you know, it's fun to watch. It's fun to watch them evolve, and the parents are plugged in. The parents are plugged in. They take their kids to, you know, the trainers and the batting cages and the, you know, they work with them and you see the development and it's really cool. You know, look, are any of these kids going to go pro? Not likely. But it's fun to watch that evolution because it's rare you get to see, you know, unless you're really paying attention to your kids, it's tough to see it say, I mean, you can see it in language when they're going from like, oh, blah, 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 to actually talking. But to see that, you know, and maybe I'm noticing it more in other things, but it's fun to watch. It really is. And these are a bunch of good kids, and they've been playing with each other for a while together as a team, and fun to watch them. And, you know, especially given where I was at 10 years old, I mean, we were, you know, tripping over our shoelaces, and these kids actually look like they know the game. It's really fun to watch where it's not error upon error, making plays, double plays, and pitch outs and stuff. You're going, what? Little rascals are going at it. Anyway, look, lots going on. I told you guys the fallout from Comey was going to be bad for the left. And I read somewhere on Red State some guy saying it was bad for Trump and all this. Nonsense. That's nonsense. Comey didn't do anything to Trump. And I wanted to respond back and leave the guy a note and say, you couldn't miss this more if you wanted to. But it's an Erickson publication, and they can't stand Donald Trump. But, yeah, you missed. These guys didn't miss anything. I'm telling you, the Donald Trump came out vindicated. Comey looked like a weak-kneed sissy, and I'm going to go further into that. In fact, one guy, here's the way he described it. He says, James Comey, a towering 6'8" figure who fancied himself as Washington's last honest man, testified before the Senate Intelligence Committee, and the longer he talked, the smaller he became. His testimony, which was supposed to bring down a president, revealed instead a small-minded bureaucrat with delusions of grandeur who was neither loyal to the president at whose pleasure he served nor to the Constitution he once swore to uphold. And I couldn't agree more. Now, back to this moron. I think his name is Jay Caruso over at Red State. I say his name out loud because I don't know who he is, but I wanted to know, if you think Trump lost, you don't know how to interpret wins and losses. It's that simple. But he did get this right. He says a loser from the testimony was Loretta Lynch. And here's what he wrote. People harped on the revelation that Loretta Lynch wanted Hillary Clinton's email investigation referred to as a matter, thereby aligning with the language used by the Clinton campaign, instead of the word investigation. The news was not new. The New York Times reported it back in April. Still, if Republicans were hoping for the desired effect of it to paint Lynch as a political operative instead of an independent arbiter of the law, it worked. You're doggone right it worked, because what they got Comey to do that Caruso didn't point out earlier, was to admit that while he's making all these assumptions about Donald Trump and inferences from Donald Trump's testimony, you know, or meetings with him, meanwhile, Loretta Lynch is telling him specifically, we're right in line with the Clinton campaign, use their language, and he's like, well, I didn't really know what to do. Well, I just did it. We'll talk more about that in a bit. The other thing Caruso seemed to overlook, because he said the RNC took a hit. He said they were one of the losers. I don't know, don't care. But who I can tell you was a loser in the Comey testimony was the Democratic Party. They were losers. Because yet again, we showed that when you had the government of Barack Obama run with a bunch of crooks, a crooked group of people, they were colluding with the Clinton campaign to essentially exonerate Hillary Clinton. So we know that happened. Now, where was Obama? Why didn't he fire Loretta Lynch for that? Why didn't Comey kick it up the food chain? None of these things happen because it's nothing but swamp rats in D.C. And that's why Donald Trump's president. Now, how much of that is us? I'm going to tell you something. There's a lot of people that voted for Donald Trump, but I'm a firm believer in the good old Lord, and I believe that nothing happens without his doing. And I'm telling you, the good Lord said, enough is enough. These people have paid their dues with Barack Obama. It's time for me to give them a respite. And that's why Donald Trump got elected. The Democratic Party lost big in that testimony. No other way to look at it. Weak-kneed sissies, weak-kneed sisters. You know who else lost? D.C. lost. The D.C. establishment. Everybody knows it's crooked. We knew it was crooked. We didn't know to what degree. So I'd love to see how people now re-look at the meeting on the tarmac that was this serendipitous. What am I trying to say? Serendipitous. I can't even say it. Impromptu meeting on the tarmac between Loretta Lynch and Bill Clinton, where they talked about the grandchildren, right? Something tells me that didn't quite occur. It was I described, and we talked about it pretty much in depth last week, but I described it as a freak show. It was a circus freak show. It was a clown act, watching Comey sit there and try to pretend that he's a righteous man looking to do the right thing. And the reason why he took his notes is he did not trust his new commander-in-chief, and he was afraid of what he might say as opposed to him. That's why he did it. And he wanted you to understand that this was not about me. No, this is about the people. This is about the Constitution. This is about the rule of law. Oh, yeah, but then there is that little thing with Loretta Lynch. Yeah, and if you go back and look at a little bit more of Comey's history, you find out biggest snake in Washington. Dude is a freak show fraud is what he is. And I'm telling you, I couldn't be happier that all this came out. Anyway, we're going to talk more about him and the freak show who should be imprisoned at this point if you listen to the real testimony. And then there was an article about what Trump should say, and people were speculating what should be his response in all of this. So I want to get to that in just a bit as well. Ben Shapiro wrote a piece on that, so we'll talk about it.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road and I know it. the best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews, here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. I'm going to make you a bet. I'm going to make you a bet here on the Kevin Jackson Show. I bet you've done a lot more looking into James Comey. Yeah, he's put himself under the microscope. Back when he was, it was one thing when he let Clinton off, right? But it's another now that he's come out. He's essentially attacking you. Oh, he claims he's attacking Donald Trump. He claims that he has a character problem with Trump, which, of course, is why he took all those notes. Nothing he did for Barack Obama. Nothing he did for Loretta Lynch. People who he easily could have been prosecuting and trying to put into prison right now. As the head of the FBI, he didn't take any notes with them. They caused no character issues with him. Hillary Clinton, Bill Clinton, created no character issues within the FBI for James Comey. But Donald Trump, whom he really didn't know, did. I think that tells you all you need to know about Jim Comey. So now you've probably decided, you know what? Let me find out a little bit more about this guy. Now, we wrote a piece. I didn't write it, but we published a piece by a guy and that talked about Comey's past and how he's provided cover for the left. And I'll put it to you this way. It's rather coincidental how closely tied to the left in protecting the Clintons Comey is. And when you put that against the backdrop of what I just told you, which is Comey can't sniff out a scandal, whether it's Fast and Furious, whether it's the VA killing our soldiers, whether it's Benghazi cover-ups, whether it's you name it, he can't sniff out a scandal on the left, campaign, collusion, etc. But he can infer something that's happening with Donald Trump because he's got amazing powers of perception. And so somebody called him a 6'8" pajama boy. And I thought, that is exactly what this guy is. He's a well-trained leftist who sees what he wants to see in other people that he's has a differing political ilk, political ideology. But when it's right under his nose, he's Inspector Clouseau. He can't find anything. He's Inspector Clouseau and Barney Fife all rolled into one. And this is the part. This should scare you more than anything, honestly, about Jim Comey. He was in charge of the FBI. This big, weak-kneed sissy was in charge of a federal investigative agency that's supposed to protect you. And he can't protect you from the very people that you need protecting from, his bosses. But he's supposed to be the most ethical guy around. And here's what this person wrote that called him Pajama Boy. He said, as aside from revealing that President Trump is guilty of exactly nothing but winning an election, James Comey sure did reveal a lot about himself. His feelings are easily hurt. He gets scared in the presence of Trump. He gets nauseated. It's weak, confused. What was the word? Stunned. He is sorry his workforce had to hear what Trump said about the FBI that is in disarray. He sounded like a college snowflake on almost any American college in need of a safe space. I completely agree. But I want to talk about Comey's notes a little bit. Because therein lies a lot of the angst that I feel. Comey's notes. Whew, I feel like I'm getting ready for a fight. Yeah, I do. I'm kind of shrugging my shoulders, getting my hands loose. Because, see, the left treats these notes as if the man was a court stenographer. They were his notes from memory. And I want to question this wonderful memory of James Comey because these were notes from a guy who, I don't know how many times, but many, many times during his testimony, he says, I don't recall or I think so. Now, they'll argue, well, Kevin, those notes were contemporaneous. They were done right after he did. Let me tell you something. You could ask me what I said right after I do this radio show, and if you saw my notes and you listened to the transcript, it's going to be a lot. I mean, same core thoughts, but certainly not word per word. Anyway, if Comey connived, here's a question for you. If Comey connived to take the notes because of all the reasons he stated, why wouldn't he connive to fudge the notes? Do you think Comey's really taking these notes and saying, I'm going to take these notes down as if they're going to be used in a court of law to indict Donald Trump? And for the left, this is what you're hanging on? This is the little weak thread that you've got?
He took copious notes.
These notes were undoubtedly biased. They were unbiased by a guy who didn't like Donald Trump, who was an all-in shill for the left. And what he's also saying, and I'd love Trey Gowdy to question him and say, well, listen, you took these notes in dealing with Donald Trump, but why didn't you take these notes in dealing with Loretta Lynch? She absolutely told you she's a crook. the bigger point to me is that, well, not the bigger point, but one of the points is Comey says he was fired because of Russia. Comey was fired because he's a pansy. He outed himself as incompetent, as incapable of doing his job. And let me tell you, any civil rights lawyer or any labor lawyer would tell him, man, you blew it. Gross incompetence. Well, you know, Loretta Lynch told me to do that, and I just went along with it. And then he wonders, why did Trump fire him? Trump went back, looked at a body of evidence, and said, this dude is, he's the worst. And what's funny, that Washington always tells you, oh, he's amazing, he's this. That's why I tell people, ask me about this new guy, Mueller or whatever. I said, watch him. Anytime they tell you that somebody's super,
oh, he's amazing, you're not going to believe this guy. Oh, my gosh, he's awful, he's amazing.
Then you go, really? Okay. That's what they said about Comey. I put it to you this way. Before Comey's couple testimonies, he was a god in D.C. He was a god to all of us. And the minute he opens his mouth, the minute you start peeling back layers, you go, whatever. Do that with Donald Trump. Go look at his record, and then when they go, he's a moron, he's a buffoon, and start peeling back the layers. And you know what you find out? Here's a dude that knew the system, worked the system, made billions of dollars, could have made billions more if he wanted to do it really crooked, but he actually did like the idea of making something. Look at what Soros and Warren Buffett and a lot of these guys do. They don't create anything. They move money around. They juggle it. They manipulate the system, and they make paper money. Bloomberg, same way. Donald Trump, at the end of the day, his stuff has greenery and resorts, and you can go eat. You know what I mean? We got a lot to talk about today, folks. I'm hyped up.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, John here again. After another month of being on several supplements from Synergistic Nutrition, including Synergy One, the Andreas Black Cumin Seed Oil, and other supplements, I've lost another 10 pounds for a total of 20 pounds. My belt size has been reduced by 1 3/4 inches. My knees don't ache as much anymore, and I'm walking my dogs twice as long as I did a month ago. I sleep very well and have a lot more energy. I noticed that when I cut myself accidentally, that I was bleeding much more profusely. quickly and that the blood was bright red. Previously, I didn't bleed much at all. It was dark red in color. So I know this protocol is working to keep my blood healthy. Additionally, I now have the energy to do calisthenics several times a week in addition to the extra walking. My hunger has been reduced a lot. I take 2 shakes a day along with each meal.
Call Synergistic Nutrition at 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. You can get a hold of us on Facebook, Twitter, Kevin Jackson, at TBS. Lots of ways. We love to chat with you. You name it, we'll do it. I'm always happy to interact, and I know people, you send me notes, you seem surprised when I respond back, but don't be. Sometimes I'm up till 2 o'clock in the morning doing that kind of thing. Anyway, what Trump should say? And I've been thinking about this for a while. And it was funny because I was thinking, what will Trump say all on his own? And he came out with a tweet that essentially said, Comey's a leaker or something like that. And it's an okay response. His attorney came out and actually did a great job. I think people, it should have been better and all this other stuff. I don't know what eyes these guys are looking through things on these days. I think they still believe politics is being done the same way that has been done in the past. Politics is very different. It's changed forever. The way people measure winners and losers and how things went is no longer the same. And let me tell you why. Because there was a time when somebody would say, a trusted source, NBC would say, well, Trump didn't fare well in the hearings, the Comey hearings, and people would go, ooh, I guess he didn't fare well. Wow, that's too bad. Donald Trump didn't do that great. But then you get, we don't believe him anymore. So they've lost that credibility. Now they've lost it with you, and it's been in the recent developments, past few years, that you've just gotten, more and more knowledgeable, right? You're like, no, I don't trust you anymore. But what I'm getting at, folks, is it's not just us. We're hardcore now. We were immediately skeptical. We used to be very malleable. The news would tell us, and we'd go, oh, wow, that's interesting. And you might go research it later. Now you're an immediate cynic. And then they got to come back later, and this guy takes a lot to convince you that they were right about anything. So we've come a long way in that regard. But it's a bigger deal because the people down below that we used to not be able to get to, the news gets to them now. That's the difference. And it isn't the leftist version of it that you think. Trump tweets get down there. Your responses to him, the jokes about it and stuff like this, the hashtag, I got a hashtag right now, Comey the Clown. Those things are getting to people. Used to not happen. So, anyway, I want to talk about what Trump should say, though. And a guy named Ben Shapiro, he's a talented young guy. I hear he's a little bit cocky, but he's a sharp guy. It's his deal. But he wrote a piece over at the Daily Wire, and he says, I've been thinking about what Trump should say, and here's what he came up with. He says, I did not collude with Russia during the 2016 election. I've said that all along. Comey confirmed that there's no evidence to suggest collusion by me. Even admit it. Finally, but I was not under personal investigation, he told me privately but wouldn't say it publicly, which upset me. That's the real reason I fired him. Out of anger that I wasn't being exonerated in the public view, despite Comey knowing full well I was not under investigation. Furthermore, I didn't obstruct any investigation. Comey admits I never tried to obstruct the Russia investigation. He even admits that I should check out my own, that he should check out my own satellites regarding Russia. As far as my comments on General Flynn, they were merely hot-headed statements about my hopes. I know, and I like General Flynn, as does Comey. I'm not interested in protecting Flynn if he's guilty of something, but we still have no evidence beyond Flynn lying to Mike Pence about his phone calls to the Russians. Phone calls that have now been shown to have anything but within legal grounds or something like this. I'm reading it too fast. Anyway, nothing he did was wrong in my opinion. He says, I hope Comey would feel the same way and bring the investigation to what I felt was a just conclusion, but I never instructed him to kill the investigation outright. Actually, Comey knows I didn't obstruct the investigation. He said in his testimony that all investigations move forward smoothly. If Comey thought I was obstructing his exercise of his duty, he should have quit or said something. He didn't, not to me, not to Attorney General Sessions, not to anyone. Look, I know I should have had patience with the process. Now, this is Ben Shapiro talking on behalf of Donald Trump. But I'm not by nature a patient man. I want to get things done. And a cloud hanging over my administration, thanks to the Democratic scandal mongering, has hampered my ability to pursue policies to help the American people. Calling my actions obstruction without any evidence of an underlying crime is nasty. So let's get back to work. I'll try to contain my impatience with a process that simply doesn't exist in the private sector, where we're judged on whether we perform or not, not on what people say about us. And all of my Democratic colleagues should stop trying to oust me out of loyalty to Hillary Clinton and start to focus on helping me help Americans. I can't stand this response. I send a note back to the person that sent it to me, and I hope it gets to Ben Shapiro. See, this is nonsense. This is the kind of crap that I want to see out of politics. First of all, he wants Trump to admit he's impatient. He ought to be impatient. I don't know how you are. I want immediate action on Obamacare. I want immediate action on draining the swamp in Washington. I want immediate action on the corrupt stuff that's happening in that city. I want immediate action on rolling back the onerous legislation that is encumbering business. I want immediate action on tax cuts. I want immediate action on pro-family types of initiatives. I want immediate action on better school choices and things like this. I don't want patience. This idea that Trump needs to do some sort of mea culpa, and I was a hothead when I fired you over this, and here's the real reason. Ben Shapiro, grow the flunk up, my friend. Donald Trump doesn't need to apologize and say, oh, I overreacted. If he wants to fire Comey, that is within his purview, and he did it. And let me tell you, there's hardly a person in America that doesn't believe that that was a necessary step. If you know what I know about Comey, you know he was a snake waiting to bite you. You reach for the rake, he comes out of the leaves. This is what I can't stand. These young politicos, look, I'm not trying to be a purveyor of all things. I know all things. But what I can tell you is I know what got Donald Trump elected. And it was the thing, exactly what he does. And let me tell you, I came back and said, here's what Donald Trump should have said. I said, Trump needs to be quintessential Trump and torpedo Comey the Clown, complete with hashtag. That's why I told you, hashtag Comey the Clown. He should depict him for what he is. And you know what Comey is because you watched him perform. He is a pansy. He admitted it. Too weak to do his job. It was one thing for him to say, well, I stood before the president. I wasn't sure what to do when he mentioned the thing about Flynn. Comey knew there was no issue with Flynn. There was no inference or anything else that Donald Trump was saying about Flynn. That's why he agreed. He's a good guy. And Comey knew there was nothing to that investigation. He can play that game with the politicos, but he can't play it with thinking people. So Comey says, I was afraid of Donald Trump. Let me tell you, the problem Comey has is he'd already done this with Loretta Lynch, and he did it in a much bigger way. And as I said, and I'll be talking about this a lot today, that's his bigger issue. His bigger issue is, while he's inferring
things about Donald Trump, and well, I got that that was kind of what he was saying for me to do. That none of that sticks in court. Well, I didn't say, he didn't exactly tell me to do it, but I got the impression that he wanted me to do it. Well, that's your, I killed him because he looked at me and it looked like he rubbed his nose, and I thought that meant to kill him. Well, unless he told you to kill him, the murder's on you. So Comey's out there playing the game. But the fact of the matter is, Loretta Lynch told him specifically what to do in something that he knew was wrong, and he did nothing. What was it? Were you intimidated by her? She wasn't the president. Oh, she was your boss? Well, your boss was wrong. And the FBI is supposed to stand up for something, isn't it? See, they don't have an out for that. They tried to give Comey an out for, you know, why he took copious notes for Donald Trump. Oh, well, Donald Trump, he's a hothead, and he's a mean guy, and he'll say things, he'll tweet about you. That was all a lie. It was a ruse. They gave Comey a way out. Fine, you got a way out. And then what did he do? He backed himself into a corner. I don't know why. People are asking me why. But Donald Trump needs to do exactly what he did in the campaign with all the people. He's weak. He called Hillary Clinton. He's got no energy. Ben Carson, whatever. Haul him. He's weak. She's ugly. He's this or that. He needs to be quintessential Trump. Then he needs to say, no wonder Hillary Clinton isn't in prison. And by the way, what about that Loretta Lynch thing? Now, there's a piece of work. She was working with the Clintons during the election. Remember that fortunate greeting on the tarmac where Clinton and she discussed their grandchildren? Yeah, that makes about as much sense as Hillary doing yoga in China. See, that's what Trump should say, not the watered-down mea culpa that Shapiro wrote. Not like Shapiro. He is a sharp guy, but he misses the target here because they all want to, you know, make Donald Trump look bad. But Shapiro might as well just say it. He wants Donald Trump to show some humility. That's what we need. We need Donald Trump to show some humility. The guy that says, I'm going to do what? Make America great again? Let's show some humility. The guy whose mantra is, America first? Hey, yeah, let's start showing humility now. Hey, let me explain something to you, Shapiro, and anybody else listening. We've shown enough humility. That's our problem. We are nothing but humble. We've been humbled for 8 years. No, I take that back. We've been humbled for at least 2 to 3 decades. At least conservatives have. And now you got a guy who has gotten into office by saying he's going to represent you, and you want to water him down. Shame on you.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Spear Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Homeowners have much more to worry about than just making their mortgage payment. One of our biggest expenses can be when unexpected repair bills hit us at home. Can you afford to repair or replace your home heating system? What about when your air conditioning stops working this summer, or worse, a major plumbing problem or large appliance that just stops working? Well, with National Home, you can say goodbye to repair bills. That's right. If you own a home, you could stop paying for these costly repairs. Best of all, call now to get your home protected and 1 month of repair coverage for free. Just call 800-887-3022. Simply call our 24/7 repair hotline and pay nothing for covered repairs. Get total protection for your home's major appliances and systems so you have no more costly repair bills. Just call 800-887-3022 and never pay for repairs again. Get your home protected against costly repair bills right now. Call 800-887-3022. That's 800-887-3022. 800-887-3022.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
An end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Joining me now is former presidential candidate and Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, who is a supporter of Hillary Clinton. Senator Sanders, good to see you as always. Let me get your reaction to this news about Donald Trump and not paying federal income taxes. Some Trump supporters would argue, why should he pay any more taxes than the law requires him to? What do you think?
Well, you know, Jake, this is exactly why so many millions of Americans are frustrated, they're angry, they're disgusted at what they see is a corrupt political system in this country. So what you have at a time of massive income and wealth inequality, in the last 16 years, we have seen a tenfold increase in the number of billionaires. And at the same time, many of these billionaires have loopholes that their lobbyists and their friends on Capitol Hill provide to them, which enable them to avoid taxes, in some cases not paying a nickel in taxes. So you got the middle class people working longer hours for low wages. They pay their taxes. They support their schools. They support their infrastructure. They support the military. But the billionaires, no, they don't have to do that because they have their friends on Capitol Hill. They pay zero in taxes. So Trump goes around and says, hey, I'm worth billions. I'm a successful businessman. But I don't pay any taxes. But you make 15 bucks an hour, you pay the taxes, not me. That is why people are angry and want real change in this country.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Hey, tenfold increase in the number of billionaires. Billionaires. What about the increase in the number of millionaires, Bernie? Millionaires, like yourself. Bernie Sanders now worth into the millions. He's completely snowed all these little snowflakes. He's fooled millions of millennials. But Bernie Sanders is nothing more. I want you to pay attention to you little millennials listening to the programs of the Kevin Jackson Show. Bernie Sanders is a swamp rat. And he's a little swamp rat. He's just like the rest of the D.C. politicians. The dude talks a good game, and then when it comes time to actually go, here's me living it, he doesn't do it. I'll use Nikola Tesla as an example. Nikola Tesla was probably the greatest inventor of all time. I'm talking about bigger than a Da Vinci and all of them. This guy was amazing. And he didn't want a nickel. Could have been a millionaire. Could have left things to his kids in the way of patents. And brilliant mind. So much so that not only did corporations conspire against him, the government conspired against him, because if Tesla had his way, your electricity would be free. He probably would have given us clean air, clean water, free electricity. This guy was brilliant beyond brilliant. In fact, I've seen reports where they rank him as the number one mind of all time. I'm talking about ahead of Einstein and all these guys. Einstein's doing nuclear energy, and Tesla's like, energy's all around you. And he would have taught you how to harness energy, put it into your body, and live to be 2,000 or something crazy, because the dude was that, as they say in Boston, wicked smart. Wicked smart. And so you look at his inventions and all this, and he sacrificed it all. The guy died penniless. Still inventing, his mind still working. If someone had taken that brilliance and put it into, and said, we're going to fund this, the world would be a better place. Now what the left has done is they've taken a buffoon, a moron, a categorical monkey, in the way of Bernie Sanders, and said, we'll fund you. We'll fund your nonsense so you can go out and preach about free this, free that, free this, free... What is Bernie Sanders doing to help? Let's say he gives away this free education that he's talking about. Would you want your kid to get it? Be honest. What are you seeing in colleges and universities that makes you go, ooh, I can't wait to send my kid to this den of iniquity? Why don't you send your kids to the gates of hell? Because you might as well. You spent time educating them and getting them to the point where they are ready to produce solid citizens, ready to go into the world. And college goes, oh, no, no, no. Safe spaces and trigger warnings. And, oh, by the way, we're multiculturalist and PC. And you can't say this and you can't say that. And I'm going to go into some detail on that with the N-word, because Ice Cube responded back to Bill Maher. And I take umbrage with what Ice Cube said about the N-word, but we're on Bernie Sanders right now. So he's a swamp rat. He presents this grandfatherly image and claims he's fighting for the little guy. Tell me what he can give you that you go, I can't get on my own, or that I wouldn't rather pay for and get something better. Tell me what the government gives you. If the government said, I'll give you free, my kid loves baseball, I'll give you free baseball lessons, Kevin, for your little boy, I'd go, no thanks. He wouldn't even get out of Little League. I'll just keep doing it the way I'm doing it. Apparently, in leftist terminology, fighting for you means making the warrior wealthy. We've chronicled Sanders' likely criminality
but at the very least, unethical use of his campaign funds when he was paying his wife and paying his daughter and paying his son-in-law and all kinds of stuff. But the money we were talking about there amounts to about a rounding error in comparison to what we've now discovered about his campaign funds. And I was reading an article in the People's View, and Bernie Sanders can't account for just, I think it's $10.5 million. So for the third time this year, this is from the article, the Federal Election Commission has served notice to the campaign of Senator Sanders for making a mess of their financial house. In the last two notices, the FCC noted over limit and potentially illegal, let me say that again, illegal foreign contributions to the campaign, both with warnings of an audit. So what the writer of this is saying is that there have been three notices sent to the Sanders campaign, over limit and potentially illegal foreign contributions, and both of those warned of an audit. But they were relatively small in comparison to the third warning to the campaign. The regulators spotted more than $10 million that sneaked into Sanders' campaign coffers from no apparent accounting. They can't figure out where it came from. $10 million. So Sanders is the $10 million man now. Now, I want you to remember, Bernie Sanders bragged about being the man of the little people. These were the people donating to his campaign. He struggled at first to raise money. If you guys, it's been so long, you probably hadn't thought about it. Because I hadn't in a long time. I know Sanders was a sellout from beginning to end. But the more that Hillary Clinton stumbled, the more popular Bernie got. And suddenly, his campaign was flush with cash. But then Bernie became a turncoat, and he backed out of the campaign, and the money shriveled really fast. But Bernie got rich. Suddenly, Bernie's wearing nicer suits. He had I don't know when he got the $80,000 car. People don't realize Bernie was flying around in a private plane. I think he owns it. $1 million home, $600,000 lake house now. And the article suggested that there are two scenarios as to where these funds came to be. First, he says, whether the $10 million is in fact the sum of individual contributions aggregating under $200. And he writes, it's really difficult to decipher that one is not supposed to list a line of things that are not supposed to be itemized in the itemized section of the report. One assumes that Bernie's treasurer and accountants all possess at least fourth grade level reading comprehensions, and assuming that, it's fairly difficult to swallow that they simply could not read this properly. So, it was just if there was $10 million of aggregated contributions, boom, that's where it goes in that column. But it isn't there. And they show the document. Then he says, is it money from GASP? Those dreaded super PACs? Is it money saved, Bernie saved by selling half his hair? Is it more illegal foreign money? It is is it likeness royalties paid to Bernie Sanders by makers of all that grump, those grumpy cat images? Is it bundled NRA contributions? Is it a transfer from his wife's personal wealth? Remember, the suspicious timing of Bernie's leaving this whole thing was at Hillary's weakest period. And I suggest there's a third alternative, is that we have found out the price that it costs for an old socialist to sell himself out. And don't be fooled, folks. Don't be surprised if this $10 million somehow ties back to the Clinton mafia. I'm just saying. I have no idea. It may be something very simple, and Bernie Sanders can explain it away. But I'd like to hear it, because I don't think it's going to be that simple. I think we're going to find out there's some skullduggery.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.